Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, aka Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is who's the real enemy, and later on we're going to talk about local alternative rock band Willis. Let's dive in. I think a lot of us, we want to point blame in the wrong direction a lot of the time. And before we get to that, you know, by human nature, we see our adversary as one who's not out for the betterment of our well-being. And rightfully so. I mean, that's only fair. And I'm in the same boat. I've been in that predicament. And, you know, you're not wrong to feel that way. Obviously, there are people in our lives that are not out for the betterment of what's best for us. And that's just how life is. I completely understand. I have plenty of enemies. I'm sure some that are listening to this podcast as we speak, and that's okay. We have people that don't want the best for us, and we typically like to think those are the real enemies. But really, are those your real enemies, or are they the people you should love the most? You see, today's topic, who's the real enemy, is something that I want to challenge all of us to look deep inside ourselves and see that maybe the real enemy is not my neighbor or my adversary that's not out for the betterment of my own good. Maybe my real enemy is myself. And much deeper, maybe it's the voice inside my head that's actually wrong. You see, we don't want to take the time to reflect and realize sometimes what we think is right is actually completely wrong. I know with myself, you know, for a long time I battled with my ego, and I won't lie to you, I can be very prideful of myself at times. And it's like now in my life, I had to take a step back and realize, you know, maybe I'm not as right as I thought I was. And that's what I want to talk about today is maybe your enemy is not the person you thought was your adversary or your neighbor or the person that had done you wrong. Because the fact is, like we talked about in another podcast, you know, we all have perspectives. You know, we all see things differently. And some people might rightfully do something to you that they thought in their own perspective was right. And that happens. That's happened to me numerous of times. And I'm not justifying that they're right or wrong, or if you're right or wrong. What I'm saying is maybe ourselves are the real enemy. And I'm not saying we are our own worst enemy, which we can be, but what I'm really trying to say is the voice we hear sometimes that we think is right may not be right. In fact, it might be completely wrong. And you know what? That's okay. It actually takes more of a humble person to admit that they're wrong than just stay put and think that they're always right. And I think that's where the real change comes, is realizing, you know what, I might be wrong in how I view this or where I stand, and I have to make the decision myself. If I let go of my ego and really see that maybe how somebody else views something actually might be the right way versus how I see it. And it's only then that we see that maybe the real enemy was the voice we thought was right in our own heads. Charles Spurgeon once said, "Beware of no man more than of yourself. We carry our worst enemies within us." And I think it's very clear to a lot of us that we have our own demons. We have our own thoughts, and we battle things that no one knows about except for ourselves. And I think, you know, we can beat ourselves up for viewing things a certain way and for thinking things a certain way. And I'm not telling you to be down on yourself. What I'm telling you is let go of your pride. Let go of your ego and see that sometimes you're wrong too. A lot of times I know that I'm wrong. And I used to have a hard time admitting that I was wrong when I was younger. But now, the older I've gotten, it's been easier. And I think the reason why is I practice admitting that I'm wrong more often than I did when I was younger. And I've also came to the realization that sometimes the voice in my head is not really the truth. Sometimes it's the biggest lie of all. But that's what I got for today's topic on who's the real enemy. And as I said before, sometimes the real enemy is the voice in our head that we think is right, but really is wrong. We're going to go to a commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk about local alternative rock band Willis and what's going on with them and what's about to take place. Stay tuned. What you just heard was off of Willis's first EP, Young Hopes and Old Memories, and that song track title was Buddy Holly Glasses. Let's get started, and let's talk about local alternative rock band, Willis. Willis is an alternative rock band that I first heard in 2017, and I remember seeing them at the playground before they closed for the first time, and let me tell you, the first time that I saw them, I was taken back by how great a performance they put on, especially from the energy that came from frontman Jackson Redd. When I first met Willis, they were going through different lineup changes with their bass player, which now their permanent bass player is Jeff Pavlinski, and he's an awesome guy. But when I first met them, I actually found out who Willis was through a guy that was part of our local scene named Bobby Keane, and he was filling in, and even when he was filling in, I was taken back by how great Willis was as performers. Over the time, I've listened to Willis several times live, and I can tell you, time and time again, they're one of those bands that I generally have the most fun with, and the reason why is it's more than just playing music, it's putting on a show. And Willis does a great job with that, more so than most bands I've seen locally. I've had the opportunity today, before I came back to my house and did this podcast, I had the opportunity to listen to two of Willis's new singles that are about to be coming out sometime in March. And that is A Little Closer and Save Myself. From what I heard from the two singles, I can tell you this much. Those two songs were awesome. I've heard them live before, but hearing it in the recording space, the guys in Willis did a fantastic job. Great quality. It sounds awesome. And when it releases, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And people will see why Willis is going to keep doing better things throughout time. And it's their drive of continually to become better. Very similar to how the Illsticks are, or how many of the great local acts are. They keep wanting to improve themselves as time progresses. And that's what it's about with not just their music, but with everybody else's music. That's what it's really about, is progressing and getting better. Willis has consisted of frontman Jackson Redd, who's the lead guitar player as well, rhythm guitar player Matt Morse, bassist Jeff Pavlinski, and drummer Aaron Hawley. And these guys, they're awesome. I always love to see them and hang out with them. And it's always a pleasure seeing them write new original material. And that's what they do best, is write original material. And it's always a treat to hear what new songs they come out with every time I hear them live, because they're one of those bands that hit hard, but they have that undertone of pop in their music as well. And I like a song for a good hook or a good melody. And that's just how I am. I always enjoy listening to something that makes me want to tap my foot or whistle the tune or bob my head or whatever gets me in the mood to really get into the music. Willis definitely has that in their music. And it's always a treat to hear them play live, because not only does it sound great live, they also add to the performance. And they're always engaging their crowds in very creative and entertaining ways. If you have not seen Willis live, I recommend you to highly go see them when they do play in Augusta, because not very often do they play in Augusta, and for good reasons. They want to play outside the city and get more exposure around the Southeast and build their following that way. And, you know, I encourage that to any band who makes original music and want to keep building and maybe progress into a band that travels and tours all the time. But if Willis does play in town, I highly recommend you go see them. And if you haven't, go check them out on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. They have all of those social media platforms. And yeah, if you see them rock out, give them a holler and bob your head and just get yourself some Willis. That's all I have for today with this podcast. Y'all go check out Willis if they're playing soon in Augusta or somewhere close to you. And of course, remember to ask yourself, who's the real enemy? This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. You all take care. I'll see you next time. Bye.